Father, thank you in Jesus' name. We just give you all the praise and glory. And Lord, he is so wonderful. Jesus, you are just amazing. Lord, how you love us, how you care for us. You're long-suffering, God, and how merciful. And Lord, you love your mercy, and we're your vessels of mercy. And Lord, here we go on to more the riches of your glory being bestowed upon us. And it's all in the Word, nowhere else. You're everything. You're the Word. And Lord, thank you that the Word is in us. And by the Holy Ghost, God, just allow it to be in love in us. Thank you for the power of your might. Yes, you can do all things. And allow us to let you do all things. Because you're the strength. Because we don't have any. And Lord, it's by your Spirit. It's not by our works. Thank you for your grace and mercy. And we give you the praise now and forever. And maybe even face to face today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise the Lord. The Lord so sweetly, each time we get together, he deals with us. And I thank God he deals with us individually. But I thank the Lord he talks to us as a body. And I thank God that we gather by his grace, pursuing that out resurrection, if by any means, to be in that rib portion body. Praise God, the body out from the body. And God has put this divinely on our hearts today. And I do say that in confidence of him, because, brothers and sisters, there is an urgency that's happening. Jesus is coming. He's coming. And we cannot withhold any longer. By the grace of God, the move needs to be made. We cannot be slow to believe that he really wants us to be his glory. This is a glory message. It's the glory of his grace message. And praise be to God, where he put that glory, hallelujah, is in the life of his Son, which is in you. We cannot settle down in complacency. We need to settle down in what he has told us. And what he has told us so sweetly in Romans 9:23, we are vessels prepared afore. Afore the stars were ever set in heaven, we are vessels prepared afore unto glory. Unto glory. Now, it goes on to say even more directly many ways in the Word of God, but how many times is it going to take, brothers and sisters, till we receive Christ in you, the hope of glory? Brothers and sisters, this is God's divine plan. And I thank the Lord that we should truly believe in God's divine plan. And it's all in the blood of his Son. And in the blood of his Son, praise be to God, that was the way, hallelujah, that he put the glory of God in us. Now, the Word tells us that the glory of the Father is in the very face of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, he that has seen me has seen the Father. But yet, you know, there was a lady named Martha. Matter of fact, she was a very dear friend of Jesus. And she was standing before him over in John 11. And she was beholding the very face full of God's glory. Yet she still had to have the all-glorious one tell her. In that 40th verse of the 11th chapter of John, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, Martha, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? And see how Jesus said that to her. Said I not unto thee? How many times have I told you, Martha, if thou would believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Standing right in her presence. Right there. But she's obviously lacking faith in what he had told her so simply Believe. Believe. And see my glory. Now here we are. And aren't you thankful? He's told us clearly, we have more. Jesus has told us, praise God, through the gospel that was given to Paul, we have a better thing than all the worthies of faith, those mighty, incredible encouragements, our family, my brothers and sisters, your brothers and sisters. Sure, they lived a long time back. But I'll tell you what, that blood is alive. Hallelujah. And the word, praise God, rings true. And it never ends. And it lives and it's alive in us who believe. But thank the Lord, as was given to us, so sweetly given, a better thing. Exceeding great and precious promises. And now for us to believe, even more glory. Through the Apostle Paul and under the power of the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, here now is what glory is standing before us. Turn on over to Romans chapter 8. In Romans chapter 8, here is the glory. In verse 17, I pray that these pages of the Bible, of your Bible, are starting to fall out. Because you should be here every single day. In Romans 8 verse 17 it says, and if children, yes, if just even being an infant of the Lord, born just a moment ago of the Lord, if you just took Jesus as your Savior this morning, you are an heir of God. Not an heir of some worthless billionaire or soon to be maybe trillionaire in this life. But because of that mustard seed of faith, you're an heir of God. Oh, yes. And I'll tell you what, if it was a period right there, we should be the most thankful, happy people there could ever be. That is the truth. But he said, you know what? I said it through David. I put it in his heart. My cup runneth over. I shall not want. So we got a cup that's running over. And here it is. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and that word and translates, but moreover now. I love that. I like the and, don't get me wrong. But I sure love to search out mine inheritance. And I thank the Lord that it says in the Word of God that it's of kings to search out, to know their inheritance. The slothful ones that are just as much a king as another son, they just let it go by. And I'm not bragging on me. I'll tell you who I'm confident in and thankful for, the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful for all those times you know what, and I'm going to tell you this, and you need it. I'm thankful all those times, you know what, I didn't even know how to pray. I didn't even know what to say. I was so brokenhearted, I was so discouraged, and yes, there were times that I did want to take even my own life too. You know what, you weren't the only one that went down that path. And I'll tell you one thing, there can be love shed abroad in your heart. And it's the very power of his might. And it was that precious power, that dove that set over him. Praise God, the Holy Ghost. And he'll take the love of God and he'll shed it abroad in your heart. But by the grace of God, you need to surrender someday, somehow. It's not, again, just in word. But I'm talking about a deed. It's a deed, not in a work. But it's in a deed of a broken heart. A vessel, praise God, that will be freely broken out and poured upon his feet. Jesus, I surrender. Jesus, I've heard all of this about you all this time. I know your word is true, but help me to quit standing back and begin to come and to boldly lay hold, praise God, of the beloved one, the beloved bridegroom that has been saying week after week, day after day, and year after year, come unto me and come unto me. You know what this gospel is. It's apprehend that which has apprehended you. If children, then heirs, heirs of God. But moreover now, joint heirs. That means as husband and wife with Christ. Not just an heir of the Father, but now a spouse of His Son. That's the moreover now. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. It's a glory thing, honeys. I'll tell you what. It is a glory, glory thing. Glorified together. That does not mean standing in the presence of His glory. It does not mean that. It means exalted to the same glory. He wants to share that with you. Jointly with you in all things. He don't want you walking 10 feet behind Him. Matter of fact, He's so preferring, He puts His glory before Him. He ain't taking the throne. He's at the right hand of God. And until the one that hindereth is taken out of the way, and the one that's hindering right now, praise be to God, is that wondrous little bride. She's growing up into Him in all things. And He's holding it all back because He's going to have His goodly pearl. And praise be to God. I pray it's not one of us that are holding this thing back. Not to be slow to believe, but to get on in there and trust Him now and to go after Him now. Praise God. And then when He has her, praise the Lord, then He will take His throne jointly together with her. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let me tell you something. When He tells you what is mine is yours, believe Him. Just believe Him. All the way along the Word of God, those that believed Him, they were really glad. And those that hesitated were really sad. And it's the truth. And that is the truth. But here we have it, that He's offering to us this precious encouragement. I'm seeking my glory. I want to exalt her to the same glory with me. And see, He's prepared this for us, hasn't He? He's told us in Scripture, 1 Corinthians 11:7. I could go all through the Word of God, but He says that the woman is the glory of the man. You don't bring these things out for practical living. This is about the spiritual throne. This is about what He is wanting and He desires. Let me tell you something. He's not occupied with this life. He's thinking about our eternity with Him in the highest right now. You think about the entire story of Esther, and I just mentioned it. That king was so in love with her. He said, what's mine is yours. It's ours, honey. Most people will interpret that, I'll give you half. There's no half. They got a joint account. There's no mine and yours. They're married. You got to wake up. Now, these are the hidden mysteries that are contained, praise God, that we fully know. And what I love about this, see, this concept isn't something new. This isn't something that was concocted up and, oh, here we are, oh, you go to that kooky church. No, we seek and search the Scriptures. These just weren't stories. And my, oh, my, we're going to read in a minute that they wrote those things for us. They wanted to look into them. If they were just stories, they knew the story. They wrote them with the Holy Ghost. But they wanted to know what they were writing. There was something more that was being written within. It was a treasure. It was hidden. It was hidden. And it wasn't going to come and be made known until the Lord had his chosen vessel, yes, the chiefest sinner. Praise be to God. That guy saw out to kill Christians. I'm going to put an end to the word of God. And God said, oh no, you're going to be the vessel that's going to receive what I have to complete and fulfill the word of God. Wow, if that ain't grace, come on. Oh, hallelujah. See, that's your life. If you really know this, he's done the same with you with this gospel. It wasn't just for Paul. Now, this concept isn't new. This truth became alive through the Apostle Paul. In Colossians chapter 1, how beautiful. Turn there. If you don't have a Bible, put your mask on and slide over and look at one. Now, Colossians 1 verse 25. Receive this. This is a cookie. Just as I come over there and give it to you on a plate. This is not hard to be understood if you're not going to wrestle with the truth. It's not going to be hard. So here you go. Colossians 1 verse 25. Paul says, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you. Isn't that gorgeous? See, this wasn't just for Paul to be exalted. It wasn't that at all. Paul was not to be exalted in any way. He said, all that I am, it's because of the grace of God that is with me. He took no credit for anything. He knew. He knew he is the chiefest sinner. He knew that, I'll tell you what, if there's a guy that is the most greatest example of mercy, it's me. And if you want what Paul had, you better say, it's me. And that's the truth. That's how you receive, praise God, this glory, is understand it's going to be given to his vessels of mercy. Not the vessels that think they're such good Christians. Not the vessels that think that they keep and that they're accountable. And that they think that somehow they have just stood out from everybody else. It's okay to be quiet. Do some examining in my heart, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Time to break up fallow ground if it's hardened. But Paul says, I'm made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you. To what? To fulfill the word of God. That word fulfill means to complete the word of God. He chose that dirty, low-down Christian killer. That's the one that I'm going to give this dispensation. He's going to be like the housekeeper of this thing. Amen. Think of the faith that those brothers and sisters had to receive of the Lord to say, he's going to bring it. But you know what? They didn't have a hard time believing it, did they? There's something about the Holy Ghost. There's something about you'll quit looking at the vessel and you'll start looking at the truth and love in the vessel. But here we go. He said it was given to fulfill the word of God, to complete the word of God, to complete Jesus. Hang on that one for a second. Now, how about for eternity? And what was it? Here's what was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations. So all the generations before Paul had been hidden before to them. All about those ages, it had been hidden. Speaking of all of God's precious people, it had been hidden from them. But now is made manifest to his saints. And take note of that, and I'll keep emphasizing it over and over. It did not say, as now is made manifest to the world. It's made manifest to his believers. These are the people of God. It's been made plain to them. Ones that already know him. And it says here, to whom God would make known. That means to his saints, to us. That God now, through Paul, given him this mystery that's been hidden, that is now given to the saints, us. God now would make this known. And here's the mystery. What is the riches of the glory of this mystery in the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, wow. That's all I can say is, oh, wow. Praise God, that's me. That is me. Thank you, Lord. I get this. Can you just read this under the power of love of the Holy Ghost? And finally say, Lord, that is talking to me. This is something that is more. This is a better thing. This is something, praise God, that I really should pay attention to and take for my own. Now, the riches of his glory is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Think of that. The riches of his glory is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And it's in you. It's not somewhere out there. The riches of his glory is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And this glory message of glory in you completes the word of God. It completes Jesus, the word. It's glory for glory. Amen it is. Amen. You've heard that saying over and over, you complete me. Like, put that on your card. This is where it came from. It's the truth. All the best, truest, most love-pounding statements ever, all here. Sad thing is people say that over and over, they don't know where it came from. Isn't that sad? Because it doesn't mean a thing unless you really know where it came from. And if you'll know this and believe this, oh my, you got it all. Now, turn on over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. He's speaking once again to ones that are already saved, already knew Jesus, but through Paul, he had more for us. He had glory for them. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. This is Paul speaking. Whereunto he called you by our gospel. See, it wasn't by anything else but was given to Paul. What we just read about, which was what again? The mystery that was hidden. Just let it lay out for you. It's all easy. Let the Holy Spirit connect all the dots. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to what? To the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. To the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is glory, praise God, through what? Through Paul's gospel. This is the glory that he spoke of as we started back in Romans 8:17. That he says, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be we suffer together with him, that we may also be glorified together. This is obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to obtain that. I love that mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I thank the Lord that, praise God, that is so sweetly simple. And I believe we'll get into it soon. I was just reminded once again, we rejoice in that Esther story. Did you know that crown was put on her in chapter 2? Early on, that crown was given. And there was three requirements for that crown. Because of my grace, favor, and love that exceeded all the other women to you. Can you just stand there and be pretty to Jesus? I mean, really, can you just stand there and say, thank you? You just love me. I don't know why you love me, but you do. It's just a marvelous thing. And you love me so much, I get this. I've taken this gospel. I believe this. I'm not just preaching this by the grace of God. I'm preaching this by His grace with faith in love. Faith in love. I'm in love with the faith, praise God, that He's given me to be His bride. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, 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 I am. Delirious, matter of fact. But here we go. Just as Martha's standing there in the presence of full glory, not believing His power, where are we? But praise God, He's so gracious. That didn't stop Him, did it? No, it didn't. In spite of her unbelief, Lazarus, come forth. Burial clothes and all, walking like a mummy. Coming out of there. I'd love to see faces on that one. But you know what? If this is the God that nothing is hard for, and I believe I'm with people that we know that nothing's hard for God. If this is the God that we believe that spoke unto Lazarus from the dead and immediately he came to life, then why would we hesitate for one moment when he says, not only will I show you the glory, you are my glory. Why would we doubt for one minute that, honey, I put that glory, my life is in you. Why would we doubt for one moment that he would say, I want us to be exalted together in my same glory for eternity to come. So do we believe? Then rest in it. Rest in it. Rest in it. He gave you the faith to believe this, did he not? Amen. Amen, amen. He gave you the faith to believe it. Rest. Rest. I believe I'm with a company of people. You don't wrestle with that your salvation could be taken away. Amen. What I'm saying here is not that this is something taken away or whatever, but it's the same principle of faith. You believe. Rest in it. And this is that maturity that happens in bridal saints, that they rest in His love. See, even though that sweet woman got that crown in chapter 2, it took a lot more chapters for her to really rest in it and come out there and say, hey, this guy loves me. I'm going out there. Oh, sure, I could die, and all, but he ain't going to kill me. He loves me. And I don't know. I'm reading some stuff in there. I'm wondering. I think she really did have an inkling of what was coming. I'm going against the grain on that one, I guess. But I think when he put that crown on her head, it spoke to her heart. When he put that crown in my hand of Paul's gospel, it spoke to my heart. And I'm confident in him. By the grace of God as your pastor, I'm confident in him for you. Elijah, he didn't doubt him. Noah believed God. And you know what? Both were lifted out. Didn't matter what all them others that didn't accept it, believe it, scoffed at it, rejected it. They're gone. There's something about faith in God's word. It's always fully paid. There's something about faith in God's word. It's always fully rewarded. Amen. And I believe him. I believe in his grace. I believe in his mercy. I believe in his love. I believe in his patience. I believe in his long suffering. And I believe in his faithfulness. And I believe in all of those things that he is, and he's everything, that he will perform the good work which he has begun in me. I believe him that he will perfect it. And all this world and all the stuff, and I'm just going to take this personally, that it throws at me, oh yes, that it throws at you. Let Romans 8:18 be the banner over you. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Did you hear that? For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Do you reckon it? Do you count that glory, hallelujah, that glory in you, that worthy? That worthy? Let me tell you something, that unveiling, praise God, could be today. And if it isn't today, praise the Lord. I believe it's going to be soon anyways. The manifestation of the sons of God, praise his name, is coming. And all creation is groaning. This old world, you got the fires and the hurricanes and the social unrest, the pandemic, it's all here. I say, oh Lord, it's either the final rehearsal or, praise be to God, the curtain's lifting and it's showtime. I don't even know if I see you right now. I'm not even kidding. But he that shall come, and he will come, and he will not tarry. And my beloved cherubim brethren, it truly is time. Be delirious. Live a life every day delirious. My bridegroom is coming. Let's pray. Jesus.
Church.
Jesus.
You are dead, but risen with Christ. Set your affection on things above, not on things of this earth, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the throne of God.
Oh, yes.
My beloved, come unto me. I have set before you an open door. I have given you the key of David. I have opened that door. The door will be shutting soon, but it is open now. I want you to come. I love you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we do. We just come in that wonderful name of your beautiful, only begotten Son, Jesus. And he is our delight. He's our rejoicing. There's not even words that we could ever express. This joy and thankfulness, the gratitude. Lord, your mercy. It's just so tremendous. Lord, what you have taken us from and what now you are bringing us to. Lord, I see. As Job said, mine ears have heard, but now I see. I see that beloved throne, Lord God, and I see the beauty of the Lamb of God, my soon coming bridegroom, and he waits with open arms.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
He shows it to us so beautifully. He points to it with his beloved arms, looking into our eyes. Oh, take of me. Take of mine. Come and share my throne, my life, my glory with me. Oh, I praise him. We praise you, beloved one. And we thank you that you have placed in our hearts this faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us to come boldly to this throne of grace this morning and take the grace, the only requirement to take the throne jointly together with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.